Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training.
My name is Dave Cohen. I'm developing a project called Drupal for Facebook, which is a set of modules that let Drupal integrate with all the Facebook APIs. The Knight Foundation, I first heard about at last year's DrupalCon in Boston. I know they were planning it then. And shortly after I applied, and after sort of a drawn-out application process, I just found out yesterday that everyone in the first batch of KDI grants received their grants. And I think it's just fantastic. It's going to let me spend some of my time in the next few months developing these modules just the way I want to develop them, and also developing a specific application for the KDI grant, which is going to be a newspaper Facebook app that lets anyone who wants to sort of found and publish articles in their own newspaper.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about, like, how much money do you get and what happens next?
You know, there was an initial amount of money on the grant proposal, which is all public and all on the Drupal.org site, but I haven't finished all the paperwork yet, and I don't even remember exactly what that total is. But it should be enough to keep me and somebody else busy part-time for several months. And it's going towards two things, like I said. It's going towards the open source portion of this project, which is the Drupal for Facebook modules. It's going to help me build those out, finish them off, and document them. And it's also going towards one specific app, which will be hosted. And that way, people won't even have to install anything. They'll be able to set up this newspaper thing just by having a Facebook account, adding that application to it. So it's kind of a two-phased thing, and we'll know a lot more about it in the next few months.
So what is it that newspapers will be able to do, or any, I guess this is for anybody if it's a Drupal module, what will they be able to do once they sort of install this and use it?
So that's a great question. What they'll be able to do, if you install this on your own Drupal server, you will be able to integrate in the Facebook APIs, which are kind of threefold. There's Canvas pages, which let you publish content on Facebook, and it appears to the user as if they haven't left the Facebook experience, but they're still receiving content from a Drupal site. That's a little bit different from Facebook Connect, where they perceive that they are no longer in the Facebook experience. They're in a URL that is somebody else's domain, but they're still able to log in with their Facebook username and password and still able to have some social networking features in that context. The third part of the API is sort of setting boxes on your Facebook profile and updating your Facebook info and your Facebook news feed and things like that. So any Drupal site can take advantage of those. Now, that's distinct from the specific newspaper app, which was a sort of an idea that really goes along with what the Knight Foundation is all about. And that's why it's sort of included in the same proposal.
So this sounds like there's application that specifically they install on their Facebook page, and then there's also on the Drupal
side. It's essentially the Drupal side, the open source stuff that any Drupal site can take advantage of. And then there's essentially a reference app, which is the newspaper app, and it's just going to sort of be a great indicator of what the module is capable of.
Okay, and now I know that Facebook has had all sorts of controversy around their terms of service and everything. How does it feel to be involved with both Drupal and a community like Facebook that is, like, not all about open source?
That's another really good question. I mean, when you go from one community to the other, you feel a difference. The Drupal community is very open. I mean, I've summarized it in the past by saying that, like, when you come to a DrupalCon, everybody's like, hey, I got this great idea. Here's what it is. Let's do it. And when you go to a Facebook meeting, you often get hey, I've got a great idea, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's my idea and I'm going to build it and I don't want you to steal it from me. There's definitely different cultures. And there's definitely, Facebook is a for-profit entity, and when you engage in things like Facebook Connect or Facebook app, you're definitely sharing information with Facebook. Some people aren't comfortable doing that. Other people are. It's a trade-off. I think there's a lot to gain by getting the social network information that you get from Facebook. But everybody should be aware that when they do engage in these things, they're letting Facebook have some awareness of what their users are up to. You know, user activity on your Facebook Connect site is going to be, Facebook will be aware of what that is. it's a balance that some people may want to engage in and some people may not. I personally find that there's something to be gained from being able to develop an app that's got that social network awareness. And I think that there are users who would prefer to have that social network ported to wherever they go on the internet. Others may not. It's a great question.
Well, it seems like kind of almost a philosophical or religious sort of thing where just people within the development community may be avoiding Facebook or even doing anything. So I'm just curious if you've faced that sort of resistance within the Drupal community. Or on the other hand, the culture is obviously adopting it like wildfire.
I've sensed that reservation from people in the Drupal community and people in the world in general. Not everybody wants to use Facebook. But obviously millions of people do, and it's I think it's got the potential to be a very popular feature.
And so did you also say that Facebook Connect, would this suite of modules that you're developing also enable all three aspects of Facebook?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot in common. So let's say you're building a Canvas page application. You're going to want things like Facebook news feeds to be integrated with that and maybe set a profile box on the user's profile. Same thing with a Facebook Connect app. So there's quite a bit in common between the two, and the way I'm trying to structure things is to make minimal extra work for a Drupal developer, whether they're doing Canvas things or whether they're doing Facebook Connect things. My sense is that the Facebook Connect features are going to be more popular in the Drupal community than the Canvas page features are. Facebook Connect only came out to the public at the very end of last year, so it hasn't been very long, and there's been a lot of interest already, and now that the features in the module are getting mature enough to use, I think that we're going to see a lot of sites with a Facebook Connect logon at the very least, and more social integration in the coming months.
Okay, so what happens next? Are you working full-time on this, and where can people get more information?
I'm a freelance developer. I have a lot of obligations to existing clients that aren't Facebook-specific, but I'm trying to do more and more Facebook stuff. The Knight Foundation grant that I just received will give me some freedom to really push this stuff forward in the next few months. So by the time the next DrupalCon in Paris, I think it's going to be pretty far along.
And where should people go?
People should go to drupalforfacebook.org. And people should go to drupal.org/project/FB. And there's more links from there.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks a lot, Ken.